So the first pair went forth from the garden under a curse. They had lost every pleasure they had possessed before the fall, and yet they were rich. They knew the supreme art. They practiced it diligently and were filled with contentment. The deity ordered them to practice it. They obeyed, this time. But it was just as well it was not forbidden, for they would have practiced it anyhow if 1,000 deities had forbidden it. Results followed by the name of Cain and Abel.